Well, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. No calendar, no nothing, evergreen show. Here's Randall Williams, Lebanon. Right there.
Torn and broken, so far away, you don't feel the shells through a TV screen. See a mother's pain, it's the same old killing field since before there were bombs. I do it to you cause you do it to me. Hammurabi made this war. Why don't they stop the fighting? Call the soldiers off. Let the innocent prisoners go free. So many children dying. So many homes destroyed. Where the justice? Where the peace? And it's easy to ask why, but it's hard to look inside. Through the rubble and the dust, cause we all have Lebanon inside. Don't we say we're sorry to the ones we love the most? Stand down our sentries with their guns. Raise the walls around our hearts. Speak no more barbed wire. Stand close when fear tells us to run. It's easy to ask why, but it's hard to look inside. Through the rubble and the dust, cause we all have Lebanon inside of us. Halfway down the street, us and them's just how we see. That gated community could be Austin or Beirut. They're both the same to me. And it's easy to ask why. Through the rubble and the dust, cause we all have Lebanon inside of us. Yes, we all have Lebanon. Thank you.
Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride a sword and a pistol by his side. Rode up to Miss Mousie's door. Rode up to Miss Mousie's door. He hit so hard he made it roar. Took Miss Mousie up on his knee. Took Miss Mousie up on his knee. Said, Miss Mousie, won't you marry me? Without my Uncle Rat's consent. Without my Uncle Rat's consent, I wouldn't marry the president. Uncle Rat, he went to town. Uncle Rat, he went to town to buy his niece a wedding gown. Whirlwind supper be. Whirlwind supper be way down yonder in the sycamore tree. What will the wedding supper be? What will the wedding supper be? A dogwood soup and a catnip tea. First come in was a bumblebee. First come in was a bumblebee, drawing his fiddle across his knee. Next come in was two little ants. Next come in was two little ants, fixing around to have a dance. Next come in was a little black tick. Next come in was a little black tick. He ate so much it made him sick. Next come in was a doctor fly. Next come in was a doctor fly. Said that tick would surely die. Next come in was a big black snake. Next come in was a big black snake, passing around the wedding cake. Next come in was a big black cat. Next come in was a big black cat, swallowed Miss Mousie and he ate Mr. Rat. Froggy went a-swimming across the lake. Froggy went a-swimming across the lake, and he got swallowed by a water snake. Saddle and a bridle a-laying on a log. Saddle and a bridle a-laying on a log, all that's left of poor Mr. Frog.
Uncle Frog went out to ride, Kitty alone, Kitty alone. Uncle Frog went out to ride, Kitty alone and I. Uncle Frog went out to ride, sword and buckles by his side. It may tack me tarry, dip na dare, Kitty alone and I. The first he met was Lady Mouse, Kitty alone, Kitty alone. First he met was Lady Mouse, Kitty alone and I. The first he met was Lady Mouse, down by the side of her uncle's house. It may tack me tarry, dip na dare, Kitty alone and I. Lady Mouse, will you marry me, Kitty alone, Kitty alone. Lady Mouse, will you marry me, Kitty alone and I. Lady Mouse, will you marry me, ask my Uncle Rat, says she. Would me tack me tarry, dip na dare, Kitty alone and I. Uncle Rat, may I marry Lady Mouse, Kitty alone, Kitty alone. Uncle Rat, may I marry Lady Mouse, Kitty alone and I. Uncle Rat, may I marry Lady Mouse, yes, kind sir, and half my house. It may tack me tarry, dip na dare, Kitty alone and I. Where'll the wedding breakfast be, Kitty alone, Kitty alone. Where'll the wedding breakfast be, Kitty alone and I. Where'll the wedding breakfast be? Up on the top of a holly tree. Would me tack me tarry, dip na dare, Kitty alone and I.
Wow, that took me off guard. Uncle Frog, you went a-riding. And it seems like there ought to be more to it, but then we used the American version. This is an album called Field Trip, Gene Ritchie, and she has alternate versions of various traditional songs. And, of course, Gene Ritchie, the balladeer, the one and only, the knowledgeable about American folk music and where it all came from and that kind of thing. And that's what she does. There are three different versions of Barbara Allen on this album. There are two versions of the Bog Down in the Valley. Oh, there's two versions of the Cuckoo and a couple of other things. Gene Ritchie from the album Field Trip. And yeah, pretty good stuff. Of course, Frog Went A-Courtin' goes back even farther to Elizabethan times, way back to the 1600s, right when Queen Elizabeth was a bit old. And there was a Frenchman that was after her, and the chorus, and of course he had a sword and a pistol by his, a frog, he did a wooing go. And that's kind of what that's about, the jest, the English in their sense of humor, a frog, he did a wooing go, about the young Frenchman who was out to court Queen Elizabeth, who was, of course, would be Miss Mousie, and it doesn't always follow through that way, but that's part of how it all works. Alrighty, here's Bill Steins.
Child of mine, you are the wildest wind in the dearest dream I will ever know. Love's lasting light shines out from deep within this father's heart as I watch you grow.
Child of mine, you are the break of dawn and the brightest star I will ever know. Love's lasting light comes shining on and on from this mother's heart as I watch you grow.
There's a road, and that road coming new unknown is the way to lift your wings. Child of mine, you are the sweetest song and the greatest gift I will ever know.
the rest for the weary when age takes its toll and the walls of a city close in. So look up to the mountains where an old dirt road ends. If you want to see me again, I want.
I was born in the path of the winter wind and raised where the mountains arose. Their springtime waters came dancing down, and I remember the tales they told. The whistling ways of my younger days too quickly have faded on by, but all of their memories like the light in a fading sky. River, take me along in your sunshine. Sing me your song, ever moving and winding and free. You rolling, oh river, you changing, oh river. Let you and me, river, run down to the sea. Well, I've been to the city, and I've been back again, and I've been moved by some things that I've learned. Met a lot of good people, and I've called friends. Felt the change when the seasons turn. I've heard all the songs that the children sing, and I've listened to love's melodies. Felt my own music within me rise, like the wind in the autumn trees. River, take me along in your sunshine. Sing me your song, ever moving and winding and free. You rolling, oh river, you changing, oh river, let you river run down to the sea. Someday when the flowers are blooming still, someday when the grass is still green, my rolling waters will round the bend and flow into the open sea. So here's to the rainbow that's followed me here, and here's to the friends that I know, and here's to the song that's within me now. I will sing it wherever I go. River, take me along in your sunshine. Sing me your song, ever moving and winding and free. You rolling over, you changing over. Let you and me, river, run down to the sea. Sunshine, sing me your song, ever moving and winding and free. You rolling over, you changing over. Let you and me, river, run down to the sea.
The infamous String Dusters there in Rainbow from their album Let It Go. We also heard Where the River Runs Cold. And in between those two, we heard River from Bill Stain's album Going to the West. That's, I think, the third recording of that song. I think there's only three. And they're all good. Of course, the very first one was on that, was it Whistle of the Jay, or just play one tune more, one of those folk legacy recordings. Infamous String Dusters, they play out here about once a year, and they're pretty good. They're not as progressive as Nickel Creek, but they're not as high and lonesome as you know, Mac Weisman and those guys. They're sort of a balance of bluegrass, straight up, heads up bluegrass, and they can do that pretty well, and then some very progressive contemporary type things, and they're good writers. They write amazing songs with amazing lyrics, which you just heard some of those, and so pretty good stuff. The Infamous String Dusters on High Country Records, and yeah, it's pretty good stuff. Like that stuff. You know what? We're going to take a little bit of a break. Yes, we are. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the camp of the campus. Well, a lot of summer camps that go on here, and cougar cage camps and things like that. And there's some sports camps and youth camps, but it is a campus of Washington State University. You want to email me? Email me at dasindaniel@wsu.edu, and you can call me at 509-332-5047. We're going to be back. We have lots more music to go. We're going to take the break now, and we're coming back for lots more with the Earl Scruggs Review right up after the break. So hang on, because it's all good music, and we're coming back. Hang on now. Hang on.
Partly sunny today with highs in Moscow at 82 and in Clarkston 92. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in Pullman at 56 and in Lewiston 64. You can enjoy sunny skies for tomorrow and Monday with highs on the Palouse in the mid to upper 80s and in the Elsie Valley the mid 90s.
At Northwest Public Radio, listener contributions and business sponsorship make it possible for you to hear your favorite programs. Thanks to all our partners, including the Eastside Marketplace in Moscow and Pullman Regional Hospital. You can learn more about our community partners and how you can also be a program sponsor at nwpr.org. Click on support.
Sitting in the porch swing holding hands. cry hallelujah on the 21st of May. Sinner, heed these words of mine about the coming judgment day. Yes, the end is drawing nigh.
From Nickel Creek, the album is called A Dotted Line. This album came out after a fairly lengthy breakup, and then they got back together and did A Dotted Line, and there was some small-time touring. This, of course, is a, you know, Sarah Watkins and Sean Watkins and of course, Chris Teal, who made a huge name with the Punch Brothers, and the Punch Brothers have been anywhere and everywhere, including on the Inside Llewyn Davis soundtrack and all kinds of stuff. And of course, Chris Teal, he's been all over the Prairie Home Companion, and he plays mandolin for everybody. Very, very, very progressive. And Nickel Creek was really good at doing some sort of sort of traditional, if you will, bluegrass, things like the Fox and some of that stuff on their first album. And then they got into some really, really, really progressive stuff, kind of way out in left field. This album, A Dotted Line, is kind of more of a balance and some contemporary lyrics, but a traditional sound, and then some traditional lyrics and a contemporary sound. And Nickel Creek can really do it. They can really, really do it well. Alrighty. Jen Rollins and Basho Park up next. This is their version of Odelia, Delia, Delia.
Oh, Delia, you're coming back again. Oh, Delia, like you are my best friend. Oh, Delia,
bark dust.
Interesting album. Jen Rollins and Basho Park. Brendan Phillips is on this album. Interesting. It's got some very interesting lyrics in a kind of a traditional mode. And that is called Odelia. I kind of thought it was going to be, you know, Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. But it's not. This is really kind of a good album. Jen Rollins and Basho Park. Yeah. Interesting stuff. Not sure quite where to go with this, but yeah. Good stuff. Well, we talked about Jimmy Rogers back in the second hour, and we played Greg Brown, and maybe it was the first hour where we played Greg Brown, Iris DeMint doing the train carrying Jimmy Rogers home, and we talked about Jimmy Rogers' imprint and his influence on the rural South, recording all that music. And he didn't just do country music; he did some jazz. He worked with guys like Louis Armstrong and folks like that, and died of tuberculosis. Had about a 6-year recording career from 1927 to 1933, discovered by the same fellow that discovered the Carter family and put them on recordings as well. So I thought I'd play a Jimmy Rogers song. Might as well. This is Katie Moffat's version of All Around the Water Tanker, Waiting for a Train. And this is an interesting version. Now, Katie Moffat, this is from her album Up Close and Personal, which is pretty much an acoustic album. It's a pretty good album, actually. And Katie Moffat, of course, she is the sister of Hugh Moffat, who has written many, many, many songs that a lot of people have recorded. Johnny Cash, folks like that. And he's still writing songs, and he's still performing and doing all kinds of things. He lived in the Palouse for a while. Lived in Pullman, actually, I believe. And did some recordings based on his experiences there as well. But anyway, this is Katie Moffat and her version of All Around the Water Tank, Waiting for a Train. And it's a pretty good version, actually. It's live.
Heart is filled.
And she puts up her guitar. Yes, she does. Katie Moffitt does. Her version of All Around the Water Tank. She's All Along the Water Tank. Alrighty. Well, we're just about ready to wind up the show. Yes, we are. Lots and lots of good music. Tons of good music. Heidi Muller's in the background. She's singing from her album Matters of the Heart on the Cascadia label. A lot of people want to know the Good Road theme. And she's going to start singing about the highways and the freeways and things like that. So that means we're just about ready to hit it. I need to let you know that Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Playlists at nwpr.org. Go to Inland Folk and look them up. I want to thank Kevin Rinker, Charlotte Yao, Alex Siddons, Janelle, Chris Stordahl, and all the folks who helped on this show. The list just gets longer and longer and longer. Email me at dsanddaniel, M-A-H-E-R, at wsu.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. We're out of here. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. Talk to you soon now. Bye.
Good afternoon. It's about a minute before 2 o'clock, and you've been listening to Inland Folk with Dan Marr here on Northwest Public Radio, your NPR and classical music service. I'm Brett Charvet. Thanks for making us a part of your Saturday afternoon. Don't go away. The Thistle and Shamrock begins next.
Hi, this is Tony Morris. Join me for this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, featuring music by American composers. And we'll also hear an interview with Giovanni De Chiaro, who talks about music of Scott Joplin. That's this week on Classical Guitar Alive.
Be sure to tune in to Classical Guitar Alive, coming your way tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock on your NPR and classical music service, Northwest Public Radio. Right now, it's 2 o'clock.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from Whitman Hospital and Medical Center in Colfax, offering expectant parents private OB birthing suites featuring personalized one-on-one care and views of the Palouse. More information at whitmanhospital.com. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow.